Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday the 7th of July, or maybe that shouldn't be hello, it should be bonjour, bonjour from Yorkshire, the home of the Grand Depart of the Tour de France, and an amazing weekend. 2.5 million people watching the Tour de France as it came around Yorkshire, including Sheffield, ending in Sheffield yesterday, and I was proud to be part of that audience. And that's idea one. It's the backing that was given to this by, or set up by, a guy called Gary Verity of Welcome to Yorkshire. He had the vision, that whole thing about getting that vision thing, 4 years ago. Apparently he had the idea when he was having a shave that he actually bring the Grand Depart to Yorkshire. And I think it's a great example of getting that vision thing, painting a picture of the future that stimulates, excites and inspires, and then crucially working hard to get everybody on board. And there were lots of doubters, but he made it happen. He got the funding, bidded for it and actually got it working. And it's a great weekend. And I think one of the things for me is this whole idea of the passion that gets this vision thing going is key. Do you have a clear vision? Do you have a clear picture of the future that stimulates, excites and inspires you and others? More importantly, what are you doing to get people on board? And no, it doesn't mean you have to bring 198 cyclists to your area and all their teams, but something that gets people focused. What's your vision thing? Idea two is to dwell on this. Britain's workers consider companionship and recognition to be more important than a high salary. That's according to a new survey from the Association of Accounting Technicians. And they've actually identified that 18 in 10 said they would turn on a big salary increase if it meant working with people in an environment they didn't like. And one of the things that people actually talked about was that people are the most important factor in work happiness, along with enjoying the role and in getting on with the boss. So it's not just about the money. One of the things you might want to think a bit about is, what are the things that motivate, inspire your people? What are the things that engage them in what you're doing? Why not ask them, find out what they think in your business. More importantly, find out what you need to do to get better at it. And idea three is to do something about this. I was researching for my new book, coming out later on this year, hopefully, last week, and I actually visited a business called Webmart down in Bicester in Oxfordshire, run by a pretty inspiring entrepreneur called Simon Bilcliffe. And I arrived at their premises and to be greeted by a car parking space, and as I walked in, water, sparkling, just how I like it. Yes, they'd actually found out how I wanted to drink, what I wanted to drink, and it was business. But it was the little touches that were also great. When I was there in the meeting room, there was actually a little sign that actually talked about, have you left your charger behind? If you need your iPhone boosting up, here's a socket for it. Simple stuff that make people feel welcome when you arrive. How welcome do you make people feel when they come to your business? Have a great week. Allez!